Can trees take up enough CO2 to help save us from further climate change? Thomas Crowther of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology is passionate about this and is mapping the Earth to see how many more trees could fit. China has planted billions of trees over the last four decades, though primarily aiming to hold back deserts. But there are strong caveats. Troy Sternbird at Oxford has evidence that arid areas are still expanding in China from continued climate change. He's also concerned that water used by all the trees exacerbates China's water shortage. Henrik Hartmann of the Max Planck Institute worries that wildfires that increase in a hotter, drier world can wipe out many of the trees. Joel Brown of the USDA cites models that wildfire incidents may rise so high as to eliminate all western U.S. forests in a century. In any event, trees storing carbon is only one tool to take up and store CO2. Rob Jackson of Duke University works from the solid knowledge of just how trees gain carbon as a direct physiological response to higher CO2. He posits that all the trees, current and future, are limited in carbon storage to the equivalent of only 2 years of fossil fuel CO2 emissions. Many researchers caution that there is no magic bullet that relieves us of our mandate to halt fossil fuel emissions. Many wedges against CO2 are needed and are being pursued. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.